There are times when we are in the midst of life moments of confrontation with birth or death, or moments of beauty when nature or love is fully revealed, or moments of terrible loneliness times when a holy and awesome awareness comes upon us. It may come as deep inner stillness or as a rush of overflowing emotion. It may seem to come from beyond us, without any provocation, or from within us, evoked by music or by a sleeping child. If we open our hearts at such moments, creation reveals itself to us in all its unity and fullness. And when we return from such a moment of awareness, our hearts long to find some way to capture it in words forever, so that we can remain faithful to its higher truth. When my people search for a name to give to the truth we feel at those moments, we call it God. And when we capture that understanding in timeless poetry, we call it praying. Mary Doria Russell, The Sparrow. What if we have always had it wrong, though? Let's pretend we are, hypothetically, not bound by time, gravity, and physics. All is revealed. If we could zoom out starting from Earth, planet Earth, star soul, star system, the Sol system. The solar neighborhood includes Sol, Alpha Centauri, Sirius, Procyon, Vega, and other nearby stars that are within a few tens of light years from Sol. The Milky Way galaxy, our galaxy. The local group includes the Milky Way, Andromeda, and about 35 other galaxies. The Virgo supercluster includes the local group plus approximately 1,300 to 2,000 surrounding member galaxies. Lania Chaos supercluster includes the Virgo supercluster along with 100,000 surrounding member galaxies. The Great Attractor Central Gravitational Anomalous Point of the Lania Chaos Supercluster, where all surrounding galaxies including ours is being pulled into, voids large regions of space that have an abnormally low number of galaxies between clusters and superclusters of galaxies. South Pole Wall lies immediately beyond the Lania Chaos Supercluster that extends across at least 1.37 billion light-years of space. It is so far away and massive that we can only see the closest 830 galaxies, like a wall, hence its name. The moral of the story is, do not try to make sense of the universe, because it isn't something the human mind can wrap itself around. The more we try, the more confusing it becomes, and it is that confusion that either pushes people towards believing in a God, any God, or God, or away from that belief. Einstein's theory of special relativity. It's all about the present moment, or is it? Is now just some big cosmic joke? The existential horror that is existence and consciousness itself is what and is the only thing that actually scares me. Everything else is bullshit. Einstein's theory of special relativity is all about the reality of time. To question whether the present moment, this now, which we experience ourselves, whether this is of fundamental importance. Remember, we do not have a science that unites quantum mechanics and gravity. We cannot make sense of how the very large interacts in nature with how the very tiny does. It defies what we know, or what we think we know. I say this all the time, that we simply do not know enough about science in general, specifically physics. Imagine you never saw a bicycle, ever, and had all the pieces, and then you have to build the bike with only having that latter half of the instructions in which to build said bike from. How is that going to go? You do not know what a bike is. You have never seen one. Your imagination can only take the concept so far with these limited instructions, understanding, and pieces available. The geometry of space-time is flat in empty space, but becomes curved around a mass, like a star, planet, or groups of them, requiring a modification of the Einstein's equations to measure the separation between two events in the curved geometry. We're here to talk about black holes and all their hypotheticals. So let's talk about black holes. The singularity, a central point in space of infinite density, where the gravitational forces becomes infinitely strong and the curvature of space-time becomes infinite. Surrounded by the event horizon, beyond which no information or matter, even light, can escape the gravitational pull of the black hole. In a place or point in space where mass has infinite density, this would lead to a space-time with an infinite curvature. Singularities are predicted to exist in black holes by Einstein's theory of general relativity. Singularities are a place where our technology and the science it is based on break down from sensical things that make sense to nonsensical no longer make sense based on what we know on how we find things out. The laws of physics as we know them break down completely. This is something that even speculative logic cannot even begin to make sense of. That unknown has triggered human imagination in the decades since the singularity was first predicted in 1916 by Karl Schwarzschild, a German physicist, when he found a solution to Einstein's field equations of general relativity describing the gravitational field outside a non-rotating spherical mass, which eventually led to the concept of black holes and their singularities. As matter or an object crosses the event horizon, it seems to freeze in time. From our point of view from Earth, with light from the object getting dimmer and redder until it completely fades. What is a singularity? What is it, actually? At the center of a black hole, the gravitational pull is so intense that matter collapses into an infinitely dense point, creating a singularity, a point where our current understanding of physics reaches its limits, and we cannot describe what happens there using our usual laws and equations. We cannot describe what happens there at all. There has been some claims that there isn't actually a single, infinitely dense point at the center of an event horizon of a black hole, the singularity. The idea of a singularity is more of a mathematical anomaly left over. In reality, it is not known what happens at the singularity of a black hole. Some theories suggest that there might be something else there, like a highly compact object or a region of bizarre physics that we haven't discovered yet. When science says there's no real physical singularity, it is saying that the singularity might not actually exist as we traditionally think of it. It's a feature of the mathematics used to describe black holes, but it may not reflect the true nature of what's actually happening inside them. Nature of the singularity. What is the significance or nature of the singularity? Why do they exist? What is their purpose in nature? A point in three-dimensional space where space and time cease to exist in their conventional forms. However, why do singularities even exist, and why do they behave the way they do? When or if a star becomes massive enough, it will eventually collapse under its own weight at the end of its life cycle. It creates a gravitational pull so strong that even light cannot escape its grasp. This leads to the formation of a black hole, with all its mass concentrated at a single point, the singularity. I, like many, wonder why singularities persist in a state that defies our understanding of physics. Singularities cannot really be detailed in the whys of their existence. We can explain how they form in physics, but cannot explain why they exist in the philosophy of the universe. In philosophical terms, the existence of singularities in nature challenges our perception of the universe as orderly and predictable, to pure chaos and unpredictable. One could argue that singularities serve as substances for evolving change and transformation on infinite scales, playing a role in shaping the structure and evolution of galaxies, stars, and even entire universes. Symbolic representations of the unknown, the unknowable, the limitations of human understanding, and the boundless depths of existence yet to be properly explored or understood. Spaghettification. Imagine you're falling into a black hole feet first. As you get closer, the gravity around you becomes stronger. But here's where it gets really weird. Because the black hole's gravity is stronger at your feet than at your head, your body starts getting stretched out like spaghetti. This bizarre stretching effect is what scientists call spaghettification. One dives feet first into a black hole. At first, this person might not notice anything unusual. However, as they get closer, the gravity starts pulling harder on the feet than the head at dramatic levels of magnitude. So, while this person's head is still moving forward at a normal pace, their feet are being yanked towards the black hole harder and faster. As the dive or fall continues, this difference in acceleration between the head and feet becomes more extreme. The body starts getting stretched out like taffy, with their feet being pulled harder and faster towards the black hole than the rest of the body. Eventually, the effect of this process becomes so elongated that the person would resemble a long, thin strand of spaghetti. Let's not forget that these forces do not just pull infinitely, but also distort time infinitely. Spaghettification isn't just happening due to the different hypersensitive gravitational forces here, but also the distorting of time. One could think of it in another way, where part of the body stops being pulled while other parts continue to fall into the black hole. This would also appear as spaghettification. So this isn't just one effect on the body, but multiple. This process of spaghettification happens because the gravitational pull on your body varies depending on how close each part is to the black hole. It's like experiencing a cosmic tug of war, where different parts of your body are being pulled in different directions, at different intensities, and also at different time rates from outside observations. We might detect spaghettification of a single person over thousands of years, but in reality, those thousands of years would be seconds to the person's point of view, falling into the black hole feet first. Spaghettification is a bizarre and extreme consequence of the intense gravity near a black hole. Can you hear me falling into a black hole? My screams fading in the void as I try to break the wind. Can you hear me falling into a black hole? My screams fading in the void as I finally break the wind. I shall be reborn. Black hole, betraying the martyrs. Some conspiracy theories related to black holes. 1. The black hole energy generator. See black hole civilizations. What if advanced humans or alien engineers create or use black holes for practical purposes? Let's speculate about advanced civilizations that could be using black holes to extract immeasurable amounts of energy. Black holes are like cosmic vacuum cleaners, sucking in everything within their sphere of influence, including light. As material falls into a black hole, it gets superheated and emits radiation. If there was a process to somehow capture and control the radiation emitted by material falling into a black hole, we could generate an almost infinite amount of power. This would not be the same exact thing as harnessing vacuum energy or the energy that fills empty space, even though it might seem like there's nothing there, but rather harnessing the radiation or energy from the matter as it falls into the black hole. This idea opens up possibilities for future energy sources if humans ever become advanced enough to travel to black holes, understand them, and how they could possibly be manipulated. In science fiction, this concept sparks endless creativity. Spacer civilizations wielding the awesome power of black holes, shaping entire star systems with their mastery over gravity and energy. If highly advanced civilizations could create black holes on purpose, like cosmic architects shaping the fabric of the universe. If these civilizations could manipulate matter and energy on a cosmic scale, they might be able to engineer black holes for all sorts of practical purposes. This concept pushes the boundaries of what we think is possible and is a major plot thread in a fictional story I am working on where humans accidentally create an artificial black hole using gravity, motion, and vacuum energy, creating a sort of time loop. Practical uses could be for energy generation, gravitational wave detection, possible space propulsion via the slingshot effect, research, and experimentation. Now, this is all purely speculative and would require advances in technology far beyond our current capabilities. Additionally, there would be risks and ethical considerations associated with such innovations. We would need to be careful before any practical applications could be realized or even planned out. 2. Black hole time travel. Could black holes serve as portals for time travel? Black holes might not just be swallowing up everything in their path. They could also be cosmic gateways to the past. Deep inside the black hole, where the laws of physics go senseless, there might be a way to slip through time itself. If one were able to take a spaceship close to a black hole without getting sucked in and or ripped apart. Far-out theories hypothesize if one could get close enough without crossing the point of no return, the event horizon, time would start to slow down for that person compared to outside observations. Take it up a notch. If one could somehow survive the intense gravity and make it past the event horizon, things get even weirder. Time might start to loop back on itself, or one might even pop out in a whole different era altogether. The idea of time travel through the twisting of space-time axis is explored through the complex narrative of Stephen Baxter's 1995, The Time Ships, sequel to H.G. Wells' famous time travel novel, The Time Machine. In the book, time travel involves a time machine, exotic matter, and different universes. Imagine the universe as a flat, smooth piece of notebook paper. Now, picture this paper crumpled up into a ball, like one would do to throw it away, with creases and folds all over. Each crease and fold represents a distortion in space-time caused by the twisting and turning of its axis. Imagine navigating through the creases and folds of the crumpled paper. In this case, a singularity and whether it is rotating or not. Each fold represents a different era or point in time. And by moving along these folds, one could hypothetically travel to the past or future. The book describes a universe where rotation is embedded in the very fabric of space-time. This rotation causes a twisting sensation, akin to following a spiral path on the crumpled paper. By understanding and exploiting this twisting of space-time axis, the story's time machine allows them to journey through time. However, there are risks involved. Navigating through the folds of the crumpled paper could be unpredictable and dangerous. So too is the journey through space-time twists. The analogy of the crumpled paper representing a rotating universe and/or black hole singularity helps illustrate the concept of time travel through the twisting of space-time axis in a more accessible way, making it easier to grasp the complex ideas presented in the novel. First things first, surviving the journey inside a black hole is purely speculative theory and currently beyond our technological capabilities. I mean, we cannot even get there. The intense tidal forces would likely tear apart any known material. Plus, even if one did make it inside, the extreme conditions would make it unlikely for anything to emerge intact. This is why exotic matter gets a pass. Exotic matter is the MacGuffin in most conversations about practical time travel. It can do whatever it needs to do to accomplish the goal. 3. Black holes as interdimensional alien gateways. There's potential that black holes might function as gateways for extraterrestrial beings to enter our universe. Some speculate that black holes could actually be bridges between our universe and others. If advanced alien civilizations exist out there, they might have figured out how to use black holes as shortcuts through space and time. We know the concept as wormholes in popular science fiction. Wormholes are hypothetical tunnels in space-time that could connect distant points in the universe or even different realities. While purely speculation and hypothetical, one possibility is that advanced civilizations could manipulate the immense gravitational forces of black holes to create stable wormholes. By controlling the curvature of space-time around a black hole, these civilizations might create a traversable stable wormhole, allowing them to travel vast distances almost instantaneously. There could be life out there that has developed technologies capable of manipulating gravitational fields on a massive scale. By harnessing the immense gravity of a black hole, they could potentially bend space-time in such a way as to create a pathway to other regions of space or alternate realities. This could involve creating a controlled distortion of space-time around the black hole, effectively opening a gateway to distant destinations. Like the crumpled piece of notebook paper, now take that same flat sheet and fold it in such a way that the shortest distance from one point of the paper to another would be directly through the folded paper itself. One could also think of this like a person or ship is stationary and the point on the paper one wants to be at comes to them instantly rather than them traveling anywhere, distance-wise. We would need our MacGuffin or a plot device in a film, movie, show, book, game, or story representing an object, person, or goal that drives the story forward, with its specific importance often remaining vague or undefined. In science, they call this exotic matter. Exotic matter is a theoretical substance or form of energy with negative energy density. It is speculated exotic matter would have the power to potentially stabilize wormholes and prevent their collapse. Advanced civilizations might discover ways to produce or manipulate exotic matter, allowing them to create and maintain stable wormholes near black holes. By carefully controlling the properties of exotic matter, they could navigate these wormholes to travel vast distances or explore different realities. Pretty much every science fiction story ever told has some sort of MacGuffin exotic matter in it. That thing that makes the ship go or technology work that gets almost no explanation for why it does what it does. It just does. Making a wormhole out of a black hole would require some sort of power that is beyond the standard model of physics we have, the 11-dimensional universe. One cannot travel from one end of the universe to the other end in no time without having to have that higher-dimensional travel talk of possible additional spatial dimensions beyond the familiar three dimensions of space and one dimension of time we perceive. Advanced civilizations could potentially exploit these higher-dimensional spaces to travel between distant points in the universe or access other realities. Black holes, with their extreme gravitational effects, could serve as gateways to these higher-dimensional realms. This is based on the universe being comprised of 11 dimensions. 1. Zero dimension, a point dot, without width, length, or depth, representing a singular point. 2. First dimension, a line, two zero-dimensional points connected with length but no width or depth, allowing movement only along its single axis. 3. Second dimension, a plane, with length and width but no depth, allowing for flat surfaces and shapes. Circle, square, triangle. 4. Third dimension, a plane, with length, width, and depth, allowing for surfaces and shapes that have volume. Space, sphere, cube, pyramid. 5. Fourth dimension. Time, representing the progression from past to present to future, providing a framework for events to unfold. If one could see through the eyes of a 4D being, take a cube, flatten it to a square, then peel it open so one could see the entirety of what was inside the cube, including all parts, matter, things that make up the cube to begin with, along with whatever it might have had within the cube. Another way to say it is look at a person, and what one would see is the person, but also everything beneath the skin, the organs inside the molecules that make up those organs, everything, in perfect detail. While dimensions 5 to 8 are indeed interconnected and build upon similar concepts, they each represent different aspects or interpretations of higher dimensional space. Hypothetical shapes in 4D would be a hypercube, tesseract, pentachoron, and hexadecacheron. 6. Fifth dimension, extension of space-time, often associated with the concept of branching timelines or alternate realities within the framework of space-time. It suggests the existence of parallel universes where different outcomes of events occur. 7. Sixth dimension, a higher dimensional space moving beyond the idea of fifth-dimensional branching timelines to encompass the concept of the multiverse, where every possible universe with the same initial conditions exists. 8. Seventh dimension, expanding further to include not just different universes with the same initial conditions, but every possible timeline and outcome of every universe. It's a realm where all potential variations of reality coexist, representing a vast landscape of possibilities. 9. Eighth dimension, expanding from the seventh to where all possible histories and futures of every universe intersect and overlap. It's a space where every conceivable permutation of reality exists simultaneously, transcending our conventional notions of causality and linearity. 10. Ninth dimension, a realm beyond our understanding, where all possible combinations of every conceivable universe exist simultaneously. This would be the actual plane that this dimensional bubble resides in. 11. Tenth dimension, a theoretical concept where every possibility, every variation, and every moment in every universe exists in a single, unified totality. If all of existence consciousness itself was one unified energy field entity, see the absolute. These ideas are firmly entrenched within the realm of speculation. They attempt to summarize the possibilities of this sort of thinking in relation to dimensional theory. 4. Black holes and parallel universes. Some entertain the idea that black holes could connect to parallel universes, raising intriguing questions about the nature of reality and the existence of alternate dimensions. Some speculate that black holes might be portals to parallel universes, sparking questions about the nature of reality and the existence of alternate dimensions. What if black holes don't just lead to a one-way trip to oblivion? What if they're actually bridges between different versions of the universe? If black holes can warp space and time to such extreme levels, they might also connect to other universes that exist alongside our own. It has been suggested that beyond the edge of a black hole lies not just darkness, but a gateway to a completely different reality, a parallel universe. This idea ignites curiosity about the nature of our existence and whether there are other dimensions beyond what we can see and measure. Perhaps black holes bend reality itself. Perhaps they don't. This notion leads to intriguing questions about what these other universes might be like. Are they mirror images of our own? Or are they vastly different? Could there be alternate versions of ourselves living there, making different choices and facing different fates? Maybe a universe where red means go and green means stop. Maybe a universe where I love the New England Patriots and not the Buffalo Bills? While this concept might sound like science fiction, it's rooted in different theories of physics. Just when you thought the pondering would end. 5. Black hole conspiracy in astrophysics. A conspiracy that certain information about black holes is being withheld by astrophysicists, leading to debates about the transparency and validity of scientific research. Passive science followers may not notice this on social media, but there has been a disconnect between celebrity scientists and non-celebrity scientists in the community the past few years now. Factors like differing visibility, communication styles, and research focus, funding, ease of access to equipment, and other special treatment. These kinds of unfair bias can lead to science becoming a popularity contest rather than letting the research dictate who gets what resources and priority. This disconnect has led some in the community to wonder if scientists are keeping certain knowledge about black holes under wraps, sparking debates about how transparent scientific research should be. Scientists that study them using particle accelerators, other fancy tools, and complex equations, trying to unlock their secrets before others can. Their point of view is, just maybe, astrophysicists aren't sharing everything they know about black holes. This raises questions about how open scientists should be about their research. We see some of these debates spill over into the social media world. While celebrity scientists play a valuable role in promoting science and engaging the public, it's essential to recognize and value the contributions of all scientists, regardless of their level of public recognition. The goal is to learn, discover, and advance. Worrying about who gets the credit won't matter in 100 years after the knowledge is used in everyday life. Just look at the smartphone and the internet. No one cares. 6. Black holes and government cover-ups. More conspiracy theories that suggest governments possess knowledge about black hole technology but are concealing it for various reasons. You will find these somewhere down that rabbit hole of YouTube and stumbling upon wild claims that governments around the world might have their hands on mind-blowing information about black holes and how to harness their power. Instead of sharing this knowledge with the public, they're allegedly keeping it hidden for reasons unknown. This is all highly speculative. A possibility could be governments could be exploring potential military applications of black hole technology, such as advanced propulsion systems, or even weapons. If such research were deemed highly classified for national security reasons, it could lead to speculation about government cover-ups. Another guess is that governments might be secretly developing technology to exploit black holes for interstellar travel. If possible, this could explain why such knowledge is kept under wraps, as it would represent a paradigm-shifting advancement in space exploration and the human condition. These are entertaining to contemplate. They remain speculative and lack serious thought and/or evidence to suggest anything other than a start for a plot for a video game or movie. It's essential to approach such claims with skepticism and rely on real sources of information when evaluating the validity of such claims. There is a difference between claims and theories. Claims may have some logic to them, but lack any real evidence to suggest this is real. A theory is a claim that, on paper, works out. They both have to be tested to be valid, but claims are taken with a grain of salt while theories are prioritized and looked at with a serious eye. 7. Black holes and alien civilization extinction. Black holes utilized as weapons by advanced alien civilizations. Bring on the speculative science fiction here using black holes as potential deadly weapons wielded by advanced aliens. A highly advanced alien society may figure out how to control these cosmic giants and/or pocket-sized black holes, using them as weapons against their enemies. If they could be moved or directed in some way, then thinking of them as a weapon wielded by aliens isn't that far a stretch. What about pocket-sized black holes? What if you only wanted everything in a 1,000 square feet radius to be sucked up? The logic is sound, but like I said, all the other things that make this hypothetical claim real also have to be real and be in play. 8. Black holes and the Illuminati. Treading into Alex Jones' territory here with secret societies, elitists, like the Illuminati, inspiring imaginative narratives about the influence of clandestine organizations with the embodiment of Satan as an interdimensional entity. While not specified directly as the Illuminati, nor is black holes mentioned in Alex Jones' theories on elitists with advanced technology that could spill over into black holes, or something even more existential. Imaginative stories about hidden organizations wielding influence over the cosmos. Jones believes there is a story here, suggesting that elitist groups like the Illuminati have a hand in shaping cosmic phenomena. After all, black holes are naturally studied by scientists around the world, with no solid evidence linking them to secret societies. From the Joe Rogan Experience, episode number 911, February 2, 2017. Interdimensional Trojan Horse. Elitists and their alleged connection to interdimensional beings, whom Jones equates to as demons or Satan itself. This entity or entities gives the Illuminati advanced information leading to the development of AI and other technical advancements that threaten humanity's existence. Jones has asserted that elitists are focused and obsessed with transcendence and living forever, seeking the secrets of the universe. While some elites in the group have good intentions, others are driven by a desire for power. It's suggested that these elitists believe in the existence of at least 12 dimensions and are manipulating gravity to control our universe. Jones adds to this theory with suggesting our universe may be a projection, artificial and controlled by a higher power or system. The concept of a sub-transmission zone, where negative forces seek to influence humanity's consciousness, where elitists are using technology to manipulate human behavior and control the future. With the development of AI and its potential impact on human consciousness and free will, Google is working on creating an AI that will end human consciousness as we know it, leading to a hive mind controlled by machines in this theory by Alex Jones. This AI could manipulate human behavior and shape the future according to its own agenda. During the podcast, Joe Rogan challenged Jones' claims, asking for evidence to support his assertions about interdimensional beings taking the identity of Satan and their influence on technology. Rogan questioned whether the addictive nature of technology is a result of deliberate engineering or simply the natural progression of human fascination with technology. Alex Jones did not have a logical, coherent response to these questions during the near 4-hour podcast. Speculative science fiction theories about black holes. 1. Black hole time dilation societies. In these imaginative stories, civilizations near black holes experience extreme time dilation, leading to societies with vastly different perspectives on time and reality. Living near black holes, where time behaves in unpredictable ways, causing their experiences of reality to diverge drastically from our own perspectives of point of view. The closer one gets to a black hole, time behaves differently than it does here on Earth. Time might speed up or slow down dramatically from square mile to astronomical units, AUs, compared to those farther away. We know this as time dilation. What feels like a few minutes to one could be years, or even centuries for others closer to the black hole. This extreme difference in the experience of time could lead to societies developing in ways that seem strange or incomprehensible to earthbound humans. This challenges both our understanding and our imagination of time and reality, inviting us to explore the possibilities of existence in other ways that are beyond human comprehension. The construct of time itself could be much stranger than we ever thought possible. The Forever War, by Joe Haldeman, 1974, covers extreme time dilation as part of the main plot of the story. 2. Black hole memory banks. Using black holes as cosmic repositories of information, containing the history and knowledge of ancient civilizations, or even encoding the secrets of the universe itself. Black holes as vast cosmic hard drives, libraries of cosmic knowledge, containing the stories and secrets of ancient civilizations, or even encoding the very mysteries of the universe itself into them. The science fiction novel Hyperion by Dan Simmons, 1989, uses black holes as repositories of knowledge known as the Time Tombs. In the story, these devices are scattered across the planet Hyperion, each surrounded by a region where time flows differently. The Time Tombs are believed to hold immense secrets about the universe and its history. As characters journey to the Time Tombs, they encounter strange phenomena and experience time dilation effects, where years can pass in an instant, both forward and backward. These devices become a focal point of the novel's plot, as characters seek to unlock the mysteries hidden within them. When talking about the Time Tombs, the phrase, "the void which binds," comes up several times through two of the four books in the series. 3. Black Hole Simulation Hypothesis. Imagine our universe as a simulation within a black hole, where the laws of physics are merely artifacts of a larger cosmic program. What if our entire universe, with all its galaxies, stars, and planets, were just a computer simulation running inside a black hole? The reality we experience might be nothing more than a cosmic matrix, with the laws of physics as its code. The intense gravitational forces inside black holes could give rise to simulations of entire universes, much like how we create virtual worlds in video games. Picture beings from outside our simulated universe peering in, tinkering with the parameters of reality like programmers tweaking a game. This theory suggests that the fundamental laws of physics we observe could be like lines of code in a massive cosmic computer-like program. These black hole programmers might observe, experiment, and even alter the laws of physics to see how our universe reacts. The Matrix, 1999. An enslaved future humanity exists within a simulated reality created by intelligent machines. The truth about existence and the boundaries between the simulated world and the real one, challenging the perception of reality, the nature of existence, and free will itself. The Matrix offers a compelling exploration of the idea that our reality could be a simulation, granted it isn't necessarily related to the pseudo-theory of black hole simulation, but it is close enough. 4. Black Hole Artificial Intelligence. Artificial intelligence emerging within the extreme conditions near black holes, leading to the creation of entities with unimaginable powers and motivations. If artificial intelligence, AI, emerged in the intense environments near black holes, giving rise to entities with unimaginable powers and motivations. In science fiction, where anything and everything isn't just possible but rather probable, the extreme conditions could give birth to AI beings, with minds and abilities beyond anything we've ever imagined. These entities could possess extraordinary intellects, manipulate space-time, and even control the very fabric of reality itself. An example of this concept is the novel Singularity Sky by Charles Strauss, 2003. In the story, an AI known as the Eschaton emerges from the singularity of a black hole. This entity possesses godlike powers, capable of manipulating time and space at will. Its motivations and actions shape the course of human civilization, leading to a thrilling exploration of the implications of AI emerging from the extreme conditions like black holes. 5. Black Hole Galactic Networks. Networks of interconnected black holes facilitating instant communication and travel across the universe, connecting distant civilizations in a cosmic extranet of interaction and accessibility. These interconnected black holes create a galactic interweb, linking distant civilizations in a way how we use the internet and social media, except one could also physically travel to these locations in time and space. Revelation Space by Alastair Reynolds, 2000. Humanity has spread across the galaxy and encounters ancient artifacts. These artifacts are interconnected by quantum superposition, tunneling through space-time, probably via black hole manipulation technology that form a network spanning across vast distances of space. This is the first book in a series that handles an interesting resolution of the Fermi paradox, dense with huge concepts that are complicated and existential to wrap your mind around. Like the Three Body series, it makes you try over and over again in your imagination. The series delves into xenoarchaeology, transhumanism, artificial intelligence, stellar manipulation, black hole manipulation, quantum entanglement, quantum computing, quantum simulation, space-time fissures. If you're looking for black hole fiction, this is a great start. 6. Black hole singularities as cosmic architects. Singularities at the hearts of black holes as intelligent entities shaping the structure of the universe according to incomprehensible plans of geometric design. What if black hole singularities are not just gravity anomalies of dead star cores, but as intelligent beings with the power to shape the very structure of the universe? In this speculative theory, the singularities at the hearts of black holes are imagined as conscious entities, acting as cosmic architects guiding the evolution of the cosmos. These singularities depicted as possessing intelligence far beyond human comprehension, manipulating the fabric of space and time to fulfill their inexplicable purposes. They may influence the formation of galaxies, the trajectories of stars, and even the emergence of life itself, all according to their unfathomable plans of geometric design. A fitting example is the science fiction novel Raft by Stephen Baxter, 1991. A group of humans have traveled to a universe where the laws of physics are dramatically different from our own. One of the central elements of the novel is the concept of dark masses, which are essentially living black holes. These sentient beings inhabit this universe, manipulating space and time to suit their own purposes. They communicate with each other through gravitational waves and can exert control over the fabric of reality itself. Raft is a unique idea of black hole singularities as living beings, depicting them as conscious entities that possess godlike power to shape reality. Speculative extreme concepts regarding black holes. 1. Black hole teleportation, capability of using black holes as portals for instantaneous travel across space, revolutionizing interstellar travel. Black holes as traversable gateways, allowing for instant travel across vast distances in space, breaking the rules of physics as we know them and transforming how we explore the cosmos. By entering a black hole at one point in the universe, it's speculated that one could emerge at another point instantaneously, bypassing the need for conventional spacecraft and defying our current understanding of how travel works. While this concept remains purely speculative and has not been proven scientifically, it captures the imagination and curiosity of those interested in the mysteries of black holes and the vastness of space. Christopher Nolan's 2014 film, Interstellar, astronauts use an artificial wormhole near Saturn to travel to distant star systems and explore potentially habitable planets. Hypothetically, a stable wormhole could be a manipulated black hole singularity. When it is speculative and quantum, anything is possible. 2. Black hole creation devices. The potential benefits and risks of speculative technology capable of artificially generating black holes. Machines designed to be black hole factories, capable of generating black holes under controlled conditions. The potential benefits: using black holes for energy production or scientific research, but also about the risks, such as accidentally creating a black hole that could swallow up everything around it. Should we meddle with the most powerful forces in the universe, knowing the potential consequences if we mess it up? One real-world example of this debate was surrounding the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, the world's largest and most powerful particle accelerator. Some believe that the LHC could potentially create miniature black holes that could pose a serious threat to Earth. However, scientists are confident this would not be an issue as any black holes created would be microscopic and would evaporate almost instantly, posing no danger. 3. Black hole information retrieval. Retrieve information from within black holes, challenging information loss and entropy. Retrieving information from inside black holes challenges the physics that such data is lost forever. This also challenges our understanding of entropy. Entropy is a measurement of the amount of disorder or randomness in a system, indicating the amount of energy that is unavailable for doing work. Black holes inhale everything that comes near them, including information. Some have speculated that it might be possible to recover some of this lost information, defying the conventional wisdom that once something falls into a black hole, it's lost forever. 4. Black hole dimensional engineering. using black holes to manipulate or create additional dimensions beyond the known universe. This concept suggests that black holes could be used as tools for dimensional engineering, allowing us to manipulate or even create entirely new dimensions. This would directly challenge mainstream scientific data about the structure of the universe, which traditionally has focused on just three spatial dimensions, length, width, and height, along with time as the fourth dimension. While still speculative, the concept of black hole dimensional engineering sparks possibilities for unlocking its hidden secrets. It invites us to question what we think we know about everything. Considering the profound implications of venturing into uncharted dimensions of existence itself. Back to Interstellar, when Matthew McConaughey's character encounters a tesseract, a four-dimensional space where time becomes a physical dimension. While completely fictional, this highlights the idea of black holes as gateways to dimensions beyond our own. The strange shape of a black hole. Black holes are commonly depicted as funnels or spheres, but in reality, their shape is more complex and can vary based on different factors. The shape of a black hole's event horizon, the point of no return, is often considered spherical. Topological spheres, which are shapes that can be transformed into spheres without changing the number of holes in them. This means that black holes could have different shapes, such as ellipsoids or even donut-like structures. Black holes could be existing in higher dimensions, where their event horizons could take on even more complex shapes, such as lens spaces. Lens spaces refer to a class of three-dimensional spaces that have properties when it comes to gravitational lensing, a thing where the gravity of massive objects, like galaxies or black holes, bends and distorts the light from objects behind them. Imagine a giant shiny crystal ball in space. The crystal ball isn't perfectly smooth. It has some bumps and curves on its surface. When we talk about lens spaces, we're exploring these bumps and curves, but using complex math. These shapes involve rotations and folding of dimensions, creating a wide range of possible configurations for black holes. Advanced research and observation is required for any insights on these opinions. A black hole's structure and behavior is influenced by both black hole anatomy and optics. The visual idiosyncrasies of black holes, such as their curved shapes, bright dim regions, and what we detect is primarily the accretion disk, a collection of matter swirling around the black hole. It's formed by matter being torn apart and heated as it approaches the black hole. This process generates intense heat and light, which is why we can observe the accretion disk. Optical illusions play a significant role in how we perceive the shape of the accretion disk. Light doesn't always travel in straight lines, which can distort our perception of its shape. This distortion is similar to how images appear distorted when reflected in a mirror or viewed through a funhouse mirror. Gravity can bend light paths and create optical effects near black holes. This bending of light contributes to the distorted appearance of the accretion disk and the surrounding area. The photon sphere, where light can orbit a black hole, and the photon ring, which is the outer edge of the photon sphere. These contribute to the visual appearance of the black hole and its surroundings. The absolute. The concept of the absolute is commonly referred to in philosophy as the flawless, single reality that relies on nothing external for or to itself. It's everything. The universe, labeled as the supreme being in theology. It is called many things to many different groups of humans over the course of human history. The divine, supreme being, the creator, the source, universal consciousness, the higher power, the Holy Trinity, God, 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 the almighty, sovereign, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the omniscient, El, Hebrew, Yahweh, Hebrew, Jehovah, Hebrew, Allah, Arabic, Theos, Greek, Dios, Spanish, Bhagavan, Sanskrit, Brahma, Hindu, Kami, Japanese, Deus, Latin, Wakantanka, Lakota Sioux, the Great Spirit, Native American, Ra, Ancient Egyptian, Ahura Mazda, Zoroastrian, Tengri, Tengrism, Amon, Ancient Egyptian. These names have all been used to refer to the concept of the divine, creator of the universe or God in various cultures and religions throughout history. A more practical explanation of the absolute suggests that there exists a unified consciousness that permeates the universe, an infinite energy field of spirit energy with all existence and life being interconnected with this larger totality that is everything, including the universe itself. It proposes that each person is a part of this unified consciousness, alike to being a slice of a grand cosmic pie. In simpler terms, imagine the universe as a giant interconnected web, and the absolute is like the invisible threads that bind everything together. It's the idea that we are not separate entities, but rather interconnected aspects of a larger cosmic consciousness. The absolute is the creator of our reality, and in a way, we collectively contribute to shaping this reality. We are the absolute. We created our own existence. We are the creator. We are God. When we all die, our consciousness returns to this collective consciousness while still retaining our individual identity, implying a form of immortality. This draws parallels between the absolute and concepts found in various religious and philosophical traditions, such as the idea of a divine creator or a higher power that is separate but yet connected to us. However, it also highlights the misinterpretations of these concepts, particularly within Christianity, where the idea of a singular totality energy force has been misrepresented. The notion of accessing another dimension or spiritual realm beyond our physical reality through the gateway process is also a point of emphasis, suggesting that there may be more to existence than what meets the eye, faith, or the imagination. The concept of the absolute challenges conventional knowledge of reality and invites contemplation and self-reflection of the interconnectedness of all things. It serves as a source of inspiration for both scientific speculation, spiritualism, and even imaginative storytelling, encouraging exploration of the deepest mysteries of existence and our place within the universe and consciousness itself. The Gateway Process. Source information from Commander Wayne M. McDonnell. Analysis and Assessment of the Gateway Process. June 9, 1983. Department of the Army. U.S. Army Operational Group. U.S. Army Intelligence and Security Command. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. The Gateway Process, as detailed in the Analysis and Assessment of the Gateway Process by Commander Wayne M. McDonnell, is a declassified CIA document that describes in detail a method developed by the U.S. military aimed at accessing the confines of physical reality. It involves using advanced audio techniques to modify brainwave frequencies, enabling individuals to access altered states of consciousness. The process was designed to explore dimensions beyond our usual perception of reality, potentially leading to encounters with otherworldly phenomena, entities, and deep spiritual insights on the universe. This method reflects an attempt to unlock the hidden potentials of human consciousness for intelligence gathering and psychological operations. The concept of the absolute and its implications for human consciousness, existence, and spirituality suggests that each individual is intricately connected to a divine essence, often referred to as God or the absolute. The Gateway Process suggests that our perception of reality is an illusion created by our senses, aligning with ancient philosophies on reality. This challenges conventional scientific thought by proposing that consciousness precedes the brain, not the other way around. Human beings manifest a universal consciousness through our individual experiences, echoing Hindu philosophy and quantum physics. Techniques like binaural beats and guided meditation alter brainwave frequencies, leading to profound experiences such as out-of-body encounters and interactions with non-physical entities, often referred to as the machine elves. This holographic model of the universe, where reality is fluid and interconnected, suggests that consciousness is the foundation of existence, with each individual consciousness being an integral part of this unified energy field referred to as the absolute. This could have profound implications for spirituality, philosophy, personal growth, and the individualized human self-image. This exploration of the absolute as the foundational essence of all that exists, this everything. The absolute transcends traditional philosophy, most of all religions and spiritual ideas finding significance in the realms of advanced physics and metaphysics. It proposes an idea at the core of everything from the infinitesimal particles to the expanding universe. The three-dimensional reality we perceive is actually a projection originating from this fundamental field of absolute consciousness energy, the soul. Stendhal syndrome, also known as aesthetic syndrome, a very rare condition, clinical phenomenon in which the presence of a beautiful piece of work or architecture causes dysautonomic symptoms such as tachycardia, diaphoresis, chest pains, and loss of consciousness. Panic attack, when someone has what they call a religious experience, could also be Stendhal syndrome, misinterpreted. The God of religions and the absolute. These concepts proposed suggest that God is not a distant figure, but rather an all-encompassing energy force that pervades the universe. It implies that our individual consciousness is a fragment of this larger totality, like a tiny piece of a cosmic apple pie. This idea challenges traditional notions of God as a separate entity and offers a more interconnected understanding of existence. It prompts questions about the afterlife and the fate of our individualism post-death. Could our consciousness merge back into the absolute, continuing its journey beyond physical existence? All the religions have misunderstood this concept, portraying God as a distinct individual being rather than a singular totality of spirit energy. This misinterpretation leads to a limited understanding of the universe's interconnected nature. Whether the absolute could be linked to black holes, with their immense gravitational pull and mysterious properties, provide a way through which to explore ideas of energy, consciousness, and the universe's unity. Perhaps the questions we have about God are not meant for it, but all of us, all at the same time, space, and point in existence, inviting us to reconsider our understanding of reality and our place within it. Negative energy explained. In our four-dimensional universe we experience, objects have positive energy, and their mass is always positive. But there is a thing called negative energy, its opposite. Negative energy would behave in unusual ways, with a sort of inverse gravity energy field effect, pulling things together instead of pushing them apart. They also have negative mass. Speculate, what if black holes absorb this negative energy as our disembodied soul once it leaves the body at death? Such an immense pull that not even light can escape from. However, negative energy, with its negative mass, would not obey the laws of physics as normal matter. The faster a thing travels, the more mass it gains. How does that work for negative mass? In classical physics, as an object accelerates through space, its mass also increases. However, according to Einstein's theory of special relativity, as an object approaches the speed of light, its relativistic mass increases. This increase in mass is a consequence of the energy associated with the object's motion. The faster a thing travels, the more mass it gains, the more energy one needs to make this heavy thing go faster, which in turn makes it heavier. At the speed of light, an object would have infinite mass, and it would require infinite energy to speed it up anymore. That is why the speed of light is considered the speed limit of the universe. Now, when it comes to the concept of negative mass, it's a hypothetical idea that has been explored in certain theoretical frameworks, but it hasn't been observed in nature. Negative mass would behave very differently from the positive mass we're familiar with. In theory, negative mass would accelerate in the opposite direction of the force applied to it. It would respond in a way that opposes the force exerted on it. However, we cannot assume that this will actually happen. We cannot detect negative energy. It's hypothetical under quantum field theory. Even empty space is not truly empty, but is filled with virtual particles that pop in and out of existence. These quantum fluctuations in the quantum fields contribute to what is known as vacuum energy. Vacuum energy can be considered negative because it exerts a negative pressure on the fabric of space-time, leading to the observed effects of dark energy on galaxies, which is thought to be responsible for the accelerating expansion of the universe. The farther out we measure, the faster the expansion is going, which defies everything we know. Negative energy, negative mass and vacuum energy all introduce paradoxes and contradictions, and it's not clear whether negative mass can truly exist in our universe. It's mostly a speculative and hypothetical idea that tends to solve some of the practicality problems that arise in physics. It's theorized it has direct effects on the curvature of space-time. Negative energy inspires wild speculations in theoretical physics, like wormholes to warp drive via this effect upon space-time. Negative energy, if discovered in reality, could be used to create shortcuts through space, allowing for faster-than-light travel. One of my favorite quotes from Star Trek was Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. Spock, once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. Arthur Conan Doyle, made famous in Sherlock Holmes. I ask whether there is enough to speculate if the soul leaving the body upon death transitions into negative energy, then it immediately enters a black hole, rejoining the absolute. This is why we can't detect the soul or gather any information beyond the event horizon of a black hole. It's like a barrier preventing us from peeking into the pseudo-reality where the absolute is massed. If a thing exists and this thing has negative mass, then how would it gain mass from velocity? It is like tricking nature, saying this thing has no mass so we can push this thing as fast as we want it to. Inflation. The expansion of the universe is another mystery that has no direct answer that makes perfect logical sense. Most think of how the universe began as a simple explosion like a firework. However, the reality is something more complicated by inflation, where the universe expanded incredibly quickly, faster than light and by many orders of magnitude. Explosions as we see them are predictable. They expand outward and get weaker as they expand outward. They spread debris in a shockwave. Whatever the Big Bang was, it did not do that. Instead of slowing down as expected, it started speeding up again. This acceleration is pseudo-explained as dark energy, a mysterious force that's driving the universe apart faster than light, 186,282 miles per second. However, the rate at which this expansion is happening differs depending on how it is measured. This is known as the Hubble tension. The rate at how fast the universe is expanding is called the Hubble constant, when the measurement of the expansion using different methods delivers different results. This suggests that either our methods are incorrect, there's something fundamental about the universe that we don't yet understand, or being as ununderstandable as singularities are. Another dead end for knowledge to expand into. Personal opinions on black holes. You have just read through 9,000 plus words to get to what I think independent from all the information we have just gone through here. My goddamn opinion on black holes and singularities. God, God, God. All three have different spelling, grammar, and definitions. God is us. God is the absolute. The supreme totality of spirit energy of everything. This isn't a God based on religion. It's just everything. Infinite. Infinite. Now God is your typical God, based on whatever religion one believes in. This God is not the literal creator of the universe. This God, if it did create this universe, would be outside of the universe. This God would not be able to influence our current universe from the inside. It would be outside of it, therefore, outside of physics. Just like humans can never catch the expansion of the universe, or reach the edge of the expanding universe. God also would never be able to see or catch the expansion as space itself is expanding. Anything outside of this would be always moving away from this expansion. Try to visualize the physics. If something, anything, is inside our universe, then it must obey the laws of physics. The only exceptions are black holes, singularities, and the absolute. This God could be real, but no actual physical evidence to suggest it exists except for the belief in it. This God is the God of blind faith. Little g, God. God is nature. This God is the God of shape, sacred geometry. Sacred geometry is geometric patterns that exist all around us. They are the perfect shapes and patterns that form the fundamental templates for life in the universe. Plato's solids, Platonic shapes, are said to form the basis for every design in the universe, even down to a molecular scale. Sacred geometry tries to explain the possible shapes to the universe as 1. A flat universe, Euclidean or zero curvature. 2. A spherical or closed universe, positive curvature. 3. A hyperbolic or open universe, negative curvature. Sacred geometry also attempts to explain consciousness in terms of the absolute. Not human consciousness per se, but the concept of consciousness itself, that nature and existence itself is a conscious entity. The differences between God and God are more like comparing a plant to a human. The human would be God. The plant is more like God. Both are alive, but only have alive in direct commonality. God is actually self-aware in the moment. Little g, God is nature. I wrote a pretty thorough blog on sacred geometry that can be found here. Kamatuksia, Finnish word for ghost. The nature of singularities with general philosophical meaning in mind. When I imagine what a look inside the depths of a black hole, I encounter something potentially profound. This is a point in space where reality breaks down. But why, whatever it is beyond this point, does not allow any notice of the fate of matter and/or information once beyond the event horizon. Black holes might serve as gateways to higher dimensions or even realms beyond logical comprehension. The fate of information that falls past the event horizon. Quantum mechanics says information can never truly be destroyed. Yet classical black hole theory suggests that information may vanish once beyond the event horizon. This contradiction defies our understanding of reality and hints at deeper connections between black holes and fundamental principles of existence. What if all black holes in the universe are somehow interconnected, sharing a common link to the absolute? We can explain how singularities form in physics, but cannot explain why they exist to the philosophy of the universe. The existence of singularities in nature challenge our perception of the universe as orderly and predictable, to random, pure chaos, and unpredictable. Could black holes be the mechanism that absorbs the disembodied spirit energy that returns us back to the absolute at the moment of death? Singularities connecting this reality and the pseudo-reality in which the absolute exist. Singularities being ununderstanding objects that act both as barriers and gateways between dimensions of this reality and pseudo-reality in which the absolute exist. We cannot detect anything once it crosses the event horizon, but the math says all the information is there at the singularity. If the singularity distorts space, time and space-time, could we envision that all black holes in the universe are really one black hole, or all black holes lead to the same place in space, time and space-time? The dimension or pseudo-reality of the absolute? We dwell in the embrace of eternity. We can't escape the universe, so why not attempt to understand it? Vigil, Mass Effect 2, Monadicata, Greek 4, Singularity, by David Angelo Minio. April 23rd through May 1st, 2024. 9,957 words. See full CIA report. Analysis and assessment of the gateway process. Reference images. AI 3D rendition of a black hole. Possible shape of the universe. Black hole. AI rendition of spaghettification. 3D rendition 11 dimensional universe. Imagination. White hole. Conceptual, living black hole, imagination, the absolute, sacred geometry, cantilated 6 orthopal, 2 graphic representations of the gateway process.